Hallelujah, 我们的主已经复活了。
Hallelujah, our Lord is resurrected.
你问我怎知他活着？
If you ask me, how do you know he lives?
因为他活在我的里面。
I tell you because he lives within my heart.
在主复活的日子，在美国基督徒见面的时候，他们总会有一个问答。
On the Easter Sunday, Christians often greet each other with this.
你见到人，你就会说 He is risen. 他复活了。
When you meet someone, you would say he is risen.
然后呢，那个回答说 He is risen indeed.
And then the one who responded with He is risen indeed.
他的确复活了。
Indeed, he is risen.
弟兄姐妹，好不好？我们试一下哈，我们先用英文的哈。那这边的呢，请 Kevin 带着大家。他带大家说 He is risen, 然后这边的呢就要回答说 He is risen indeed.
So on his right hand side, we're going to greet the other side by saying He is risen, and then the other side will respond by He is risen indeed.
好，我们请 Kevin 在这边。
So He is risen.
来大声一点哈。
Okay.
一二三，来。
He is risen.
我们这边要回答哈 He is risen indeed. 好，那我们现在用中文哈。
Now in Chinese.
请这边的来讲说他复活了，然后这边呢就说他的确复活了。好， Now, 我们这边先来哈，他复活了，
的确复活了。
哈利路亚，我们感谢主。我们一起来读圣经，约翰福音第二十章三十一节。
Now, let us read some Bible verses, John chapter 20 verse 31.
我们这已经是第七次读这节经节。
This is now the seventh time we read this verse together.
我们一起来读。
Together.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。叫我们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
我们信了他，我们就可以因他的名得生命。
And that believing, you may have life in his name.
旧约有这么多的先知在那里传报信息。
In the Old Testament, there are so many prophets that give the same gospel.
证明耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
To give testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
主耶稣为我们道成肉身来到地上。
And then Jesus came to this world in the flesh.
天使传报信息，证明耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
The angels also gave testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
我们看见父神亲自做见证来证明耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And also we have seen that how God the Father has spoken, proclaiming that Jesus is the Christ.
主耶稣自己在地上，他说话行事都有大能。
And when Jesus was walking on this world, what he said and what he does comes with great strength.
证明他是基督，是神的儿子。
As another testimony saying that he is the Christ, the Son of God.
那今天早间我们要在这里一起来看圣灵证明耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So this morning, let us see it from the perspective of how the Holy Spirit gave a testimony that Jesus is the Christ.
我们一起来读约翰福音十五章第二十六节。
Let us read together John 15:26.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。那这边讲到主耶稣他去，但他要求父差遣保惠师来。
So here it says that Jesus Christ is going to go away, but he's going to send back the Comforter.
保惠师是真理的圣灵。
The Helper, who is the Spirit of Truth.
这边讲说他来了就要为我做见证。
And he will come and testify about me.
圣灵来了为着耶稣基督做见证。
The Holy Spirit comes to be a testimony for Christ.
证明耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
To reveal that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
在前天我三姐她发了一个信息给我。
Two days ago, my sister sent me a message.
她就是说我妈妈她说告诉她说她打电话给主耶稣。
And then she said that, her mom made a call to Jesus.
跟耶稣讲说耶稣救我。
And she asked Jesus to help her.
她说主耶稣就给她一个回答。
And then she said, then Jesus responded to her like this.
回答是 no problem.
And the response is no problem.
她下面呢就问我三姐说 no problem 是什么意思。
And then the mom asked my sister, what does no problem mean?
她可能也听不懂 no problem 就是没有问题的意思。
Because my mom didn't understand what no problem meant.
大家都知道我母亲从去年开始她有一点 Alzheimer 的这个 老人痴呆的问题。
And I think some of you may know that my mother has Alzheimer's. Diagnosed last year.
我相信圣灵在她的里面是那么又真又活的。
But I still believe that the Holy Spirit is true in her.
她只会呼喊说：“耶稣救我。”
And now all she knows maybe is just to yell, "Jesus help!"
主耶稣他在我们的里面，他仍然说话，他仍然行事。
But I tell you that today Jesus still talks in us.And do things through us.
从主降生到主的复活升天，我们看见一路上圣灵都在那里做工。
From the birth of Christ till the resurrection of Christ, we see how the Holy Spirit has worked through His life.
圣灵一路上都在做见证。
In the whole way, the Spirit has give testimonies.
当主要降生的时候，那玛利亚呢？因为她还没有出嫁。天使就告诉他，他要从圣灵怀孕来生子。
Now before Christ was born, Maria, she was pregnant as a virgin, so the Spirit spoke to her.
他肯定是非常的慌张的。
The angel spoke to her, and I think Maria at that time must have been in a panic.
他说怎么会有这样的事呢？
And then she must have thought, why would this happen?
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上。
And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
是圣灵要临到他的身上。
It is the Holy Spirit that will come upon you.
至高者的能力要荫庇你。
And the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.
只有神是圣的。
Only God is holy.
但是今天玛利亚你所要生的儿子他是圣者。
But today, for Virgin Mary, the child that she's going to give birth to is a holy child.
他是神的儿子。
To be called the Son of God.
他是从圣灵怀孕的。
She was pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在这里做见证。
So the Holy Spirit testified to her.
哦，是的，在人类当中有这么大的一件事情要发生。
Yes, in fact, in mankind, this great thing will happen.
我们看见好像从人犯罪堕落以后，神一直在那里等待。
We see that ever since the first man sinned and fall,God has been waiting.
神找不到有一个义人。
God has been looking for a righteous man, but he can't.
没有一个，连一个也没有。
There's no righteous man, not even one.
没有一个有资格叫他的百姓能够得着拯救的。
Not even one who is worthy to save his kind.
神差遣他独生的儿子来。
So God had to send his son.
是的，是借着圣灵怀孕生下来。
Yes, indeed, it is through the Holy Spirit.The pregnancy through the Holy Spirit.
他是神的圣者。
And this is the Holy Child.
他是神的儿子。
The Son of God.
从主耶稣降生，圣灵就在这里做见证。
Born as Jesus Christ, and this is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见在圣经里面也兴起好多的圣徒，他们见证耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And then in the Bible, we see a lot of saints being risen, being exalted to proclaim and give testimony for Christ.
神兴起一位叫做施洗约翰。
One of them is John the Baptist.
他带着一个使命来到地上。
John the Baptist came to this world for a commission.
当然我们看见他传讲悔改的信息。
And of course, we know that John the Baptist preaches the baptism of repentance.
他叫神的百姓预备好了来迎接这位救主的来到。
So that the people of God are now made prepared for this Christ coming.
他还有一个很重要的使命。
But he also has another commission.
要将这位神的儿子显明给以色列人看。
Is that he is the one who will reveal Christ to his people.
啊，所以他在约旦河那里，他传这个信息，叫人悔改，叫人到他那里受悔改的浸。
So that's why in the Jordan River, he does the baptism of repentance.
那很多以色列百姓，他们听见了这个信息。
And when a lot of Israelites heard this message,
他们愿意悔改，转向神。
Now they're willing to repent and turn to God.
但是我们知道耶稣他是完全的，他是圣洁的。
But we know that Christ is perfect. He is holy.
他原本是不需要受这悔改的浸礼。
And he never needed to be baptized of repentance.
他是主耶稣站在我们罪人的地位上。
Yet Jesus took on the positions of sinners.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他为我们成为罪。
For us, he took on sin.
他要亲身担当我们的罪。
He took on sins on himself personally.
他是那位义的，要代替我们这些不义的。
He is the righteous one, but he took on the position of the unrighteous.
那天 我们的主耶来到约旦河的那里。
And on that day, Jesus came to the Jordan River.
他说：“立刚进诸般的义。”
And he said that, I should take on the righteousness.
他站在我们的地位，他来到约旦河的里面。
And he took on the positions of the sinners and came to this Jordan River.
他受了这个浸。
And he took the baptism of repentance.
啊，圣经让我们看见说，他从水里一上来。
And the Bible says, when he came out of the water,
就看见天裂开了。
Then heaven was open.
圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove.
是的，有好多人到施洗约翰那里来受这个悔改的浸礼。
Yet a lot of people came to John the Baptist to be baptized.
但是只有主耶稣当他从水里上来的时候。
But it is only Jesus Christ when he came out from the water.
圣灵降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him.
那天施洗约翰看见了。
And on that day, John the Baptist saw this.
因为他有一个使命要把这位主显明给以色列人看。
Because he knows one of his commissions is to reveal Christ to the people.
约翰福音一章三十二节，约翰又做见证说。
And so John 1:32, John testified saying,
他说我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下。
I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven.
住在他的身上。
And he remained upon him.
那天施洗约翰看见了。
On that day, John the Baptist, he witnessed.
他就在那里做一个宣告。
So here, he proclaimed.
看啊，神的羔羊。
And he said, behold the Lamb of God.
背负世人罪孽的。
The one he took on the sins of people.
他非常的清楚圣灵降在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
John the Baptist, he understands that whoever the Holy Spirit descends upon, that is the Son of God.
圣灵在那里做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit is giving a testimony.
耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
To testify that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
所有其他的人受这个浸是不一样的。
For all other men, when they were baptized, it was different.
圣灵降在他的身上。
Only Christ has the Holy Spirit descended on him.
所以施洗约翰能够说我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
So that's why John the Baptist, he witnessed it, and now he testified.
是约翰的宣告。看啊，神的羔羊。
It is John the Baptist who first said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
我们感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
在主受浸的时候，圣灵做见证。
That when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit gave a testimony.
主从受浸之后，他开始公开的服事。
And after Jesus' baptism, he started serving the people.
是圣灵把他引到旷野去。
It is the Holy Spirit then led him to the wilderness.
他受魔鬼的试探。
To be tested by devil.
哦，在那个试探，在那个征战中，主耶稣全得胜，大得胜。
And it is through those tests that Jesus proclaimed victory.
那从这里开始，主一路上我们看见。他在公开服事的里面，圣灵与他同在。
And it is from that point on, when Jesus starts his public ministries, the Holy Spirit has always been working with him.
就开始走的道路叫做十字架的道路。
The path that Jesus started to walk, it is now the path of the cross.
他说话行事都有大能。
All the things he says, all the things he does.Comes with strength.
我们也看见有许多人，他们也觉得非常的稀奇，他是怎么样的人呢？
We could see that people around him at that time they're amazed and ask, "Who is this Christ?"
他怎么能说这样的话呢？
Why would Jesus say this?
哦，他做的事情真是奇妙。
Why would he do amazing things?
但是他们再想一想，他这不是一个拿撒勒人吗？
But then the more that they think about it, they would think, "Isn't Jesus from Nazareth?"
他的弟弟们，他的妹妹们，不是我们都认得吗？
Don't we know his brothers and sisters?
他们就轻看他。
Then they started despising him.
哦，在十字架的路上，有许多的人，他们拒绝了我们的主。
It is on this path of the cross, a lot of people rejected Christ.
所以说了好处，他们可能会拥他做王。
When they receive goodness from him, they want to make him the king.
他是看见主没有一个神迹，为着他的自己，他的道路是这么卑微。
But when they realize that Jesus did not do a miracle on them personally,
人因他跌倒，人就不接受他。
Then they reject Christ.
但是在这条路上，耶稣被圣灵感动。
But it is on this same path that Jesus was touched by the Holy Spirit.
他就欢乐说：“父啊。”天地的主，我感谢你。
And then it is on this path that he said, "Oh Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, I thank you.
在最不容易的路上，他被圣灵感动。
It is on this hardest part of his path, he was touched and helped by the Spirit.
耶稣欢乐起来。
And Jesus became rejoiceful.
你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来。
It is because of that other people were hidden.
像婴孩就显出来。
Then they were revealed through, like a baby.
父啊，你的美意本是如此。
And then he says, God, your beauty is just like this.
哦，弟兄姐妹，今天主也呼召我们和他一同走在十架的路上。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling on you today to walk this path with him.
多少时候，也许我们在艰难中，可能有许多的痛苦，有许多的抱怨。
And how often times in our life we face challenges or difficulties.
但是只有圣灵来了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
叫我们里面有一个看见，
so that now we have a seeing.
我们也能够说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
And then now through that vision, now we can see that it is God's will to for us to go for this.
这条路上，他向父神能够这样子来祷告。
And this is the prayer of Christ when he is walking that way.
因为圣灵与他同在。
Because he was walking with the Holy Spirit.
啊，曾经有一个人，他到一个聋哑的学校去哈。
Now before there was a person who visited the school of the deaf and the mute.
然后这些孩子们呢，他们所要表达出来的，讲到那个神怎么样爱他们。
And these children who had handicapped, they were trying to express, the love of God.
那这个人呢，他就说，如果神真的是爱你们，你们怎么今天是这个样子呢
？And then so this person who visited, he asked, if God so loved you, why were you handicapped?
这些孩子们他们怎么来表达呢
？And how did these children respond to him?
是的，他们在外面人看来他们是有缺陷的。
Yes, in fact, maybe physically they had a handicap.
但是圣灵感动他们。
But yet they were touched by the Holy Spirit.
他们能够表现出来说，父啊，因为你的美意本是如此。
And then they expressed, their thoughts that yes, it is God's will that is like that.
在主地上生活、行动、服事，圣灵与他同在。
On this world, when Jesus was walking on earth, he was working with the Holy Spirit.
哦，主的灵在我身上。
It is God's Spirit that's now on him.
当主读到以赛亚书的时候，这个预言就指着他所说的。
In the book of Isaiah, in fact, the prophecies is talking about Christ.
他用膏膏我。
That he is anointed with oil.
圣灵的膏。在耶稣基督的身上
the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit is on Jesus Christ.
所以神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣
So how did God anoint Christ with his Holy Spirit?
是你们所知道的
I think that's what we know.
所以他能够在四方行善事
So that's how he go do these things in the world.
他能够医好凡被魔鬼压制的人
He could heal the one that were oppressed by devil.
他传福音给贫穷的人
And to preach, and help with the helpless.
他报告被掳的得释放
And he proclaimed freedom for the ones that were captive.
让那些所有受压制的得着自由
So that the ones who were all oppressed are now free.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵膏在耶稣基督的身上
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit anointed Christ.
是住在地上他所说的所做的
So that's why all the things that Jesus said and did
叫所有的被掳的得着释放
So that all the ones that are captives are now released.
满了圣灵的大能
To now we are, anointed by the Holy Spirit as well.
这些见证他就是基督
AndAll these are testimonies saying that Jesus is the Christ.
当那些受压制的得着了自由。
When the ones that were oppressed now free.
疾病得着了医治。
The ones that were sick that are now healed.
圣灵也在那里做见证。
This is the same spot where the Holy Spirit is giving a testimony.
这是基督，这是神的儿子。
That this is the Christ, this is the Son of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
在一路上，圣灵见证他。是怎么样的一位主
In this whole time, Holy Spirit has been giving testimony of who is this Jesus.
是有一天他站在我们的地位上
One day, Jesus took on our position.
他为我们付最重的代价
And he paid the price.
他为我们死且死在十字架上
He died for us and he was crucified.
他没有 用神的大能叫他自己得着释放。
He did not use the power of God to release himself.
他被捆绑。
But he was bounded.
他为了叫我们得释放。
So that we may get released.
他受了刑罚。
That he was punished.
叫我们能够得着平安。
So that we may have peace.
他受的鞭伤。
That he was whipped.
叫我们能够得着医治
and scorched so that we may be healed.
他为我们死了
that he died.
叫我们罪得着赦免
so that our sins may be forgiven.
哦，弟兄姐妹
brother and sisters,
主耶稣他站在我们的地位上
Jesus took on our position.
他受审判，他受刑罚
He was condemned and he was punished.
但是弟兄姐妹，他的死好像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
But brothers and sisters, his death is like a grain of wheat buried on the ground.
神所有的丰盛荣耀在他的里面。
All the fullness of God was founded in this seed.
在肉身中好像一个籽粒。
It looks to us just like a small seed.
他受了很大的限制。
And this seed was bounded in this little room.
他知道他必须要为我们死了。
And he knew that he had to die.
他的生命才能释放出来。
So that he may release his life.
神没有叫他的圣者见朽坏。
God never punished his holy messenger.
他死了。
He died.
但是第三天他从死里面复活了。
And on the third day he was resurrected.
仇敌用所有的力量想要把神的儿子拘禁在死亡在阴间的里面。
Even though the enemy tried all his might to bound him in death.
仇敌本来是那个掌死权的。
The enemy who was the ruler of death.
但是主耶稣是借着死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Jesus overcame his enemies through death.
他从死里面复活了。
Because he was then resurrected.
就因为我们看见圣经里面从使徒行传这些圣徒们他们起来为着耶稣做见证。
Brothers and sisters, from the book of Acts, you see how many saints was rise up to testify for Christ.
我们觉得非常的稀奇。
And we should be amazed.
这个彼得他才大概才五十天之前啊他才三次不认主。
That this Peter, just 50 days ago, he rejected Christ three times.
但是他站起来为耶稣做见证的时候
But it is when he stood up and gave testimony for Christ.
他所说的话那么有智慧
He now gave wisdom preaching.
那么有能力
Because he was now empowered.
我们说怎么这么大的改变呢
And you could ask, how would a man change in just 50 days?
在使徒行传第五章第三十节
In Acts chapter 5 verse 30,
这边讲到说你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣
says the God of our father rise up Jesus, whom you put to death by hanging him on the cross.
我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活。
The God of our fathers rise him up.
神且用右手将他高举。
And then God has exalted him to his right hand.
叫他做君王做救主。
As the prince and the savior.
将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
To grant repentance to Israel.
我们一起来读第三十二节。
Let us read 32 together.
我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。我们为这事做见证。
Then now we are the witnesses.
那个时候，这些门徒们，他们亲眼看见。耶稣复活。
At that time, the followers, they saw Christ's resurrection.
当然我们知道有一个多马。
And of course, we know that there is Thomas.
第一次主向门徒们显现的时候他没有在当中。
The first time when Christ revealed himself to his followers, Thomas was not one of them.
所以门徒们其他的告诉他说耶稣复活了我们遇见了。
So when other people told him that Jesus is risen, Thomas did not believe.
多马说我一定要看见。
Thomas said, I must see it with my own eyes.
我的手一定要摸到，我要看到他的枪伤。
I want to touch the side of his wound.
要不然我不信。
Otherwise, I would not believe.
其实多马代表着很多很多大多数的人的。
And in fact, I think Thomas is just the symbol representing a lot of people.
但是第二次主再向他们显现。
But the second time when Jesus showed himself to them.
感谢主那天多马在当中。
Thanks to the Lord, Thomas was among them.
是多马他只说我的主我的神
and And then Thomas only said, My Lord and my God.
主告诉他, 他们说, 那没有看见就信的, 有福了。
And then the Lord says, Whoever believes me without seeing it, are blessed.
我们说这些门徒们, 他们能够看见复活的主, 他们真是有福。
Maybe we would say that those believers, they got to see Christ's resurrection. How blessed are they?
但是主告诉我们说, 那没有看见就信的, 有福了。
But what the Lord said is, the one who believe without seeing are even more blessed.
我们可以说这些门徒们看见了, 所以他们能够做见证说, 耶稣复活了。
Maybe we could say that because they have seen it with their eyes, so they could be witnesses.
这边讲到说, 我们为这事做见证。
But here it says, and we are witnesses of these things.
但是弟兄姐妹, 今天, 我们不是看见复活在肉身, 带着, 还带着那个, 超越了身体的那位主。
Brothers and sisters, today we're not talking about seeing the body of Christ.
我们是在里面遇见了复活的主。
But we are seeing him internally.
那没有看见就信的有福了。
The one that who have not seen it, yet believing it, are blessed.
当那天有人告诉我们说耶稣复活了。
On that day, if someone says, Christ is risen.
我们没有告诉人家说他复活了你拿出来给我看一看。
But then maybe someone would say to you, if he's risen, show me.
我们也不知道为什么。
We may not even know why.
到今天也许我们也解释不清楚。
And today maybe we can't even explain completely.
但那天我愿意把心打开。
But it is on that one day I'm willing to open my heart.
我的肉眼没有看见。
And even though I couldn't see it with my eyes.
但是我里面的眼睛开了。
But I could see him in my heart.
我遇见了这位复活的主。
I have met this Christ.
神赐给顺从之人的圣灵,
God has given to those who obey him.
也为这事做见证,
and to be a witness of these things.
圣灵在我们的里面来做见证,
the Holy Spirit now testifies in us.
叫我们真的知道耶稣复活了,
so that we know that Christ is risen.
今天我们看见门徒们的改变, 我们说, 的确他们的见证,
Today, in fact, these believers, his followers, are his witnesses.
所以彼得能够站起来, 他来传讲信息。
So that's why now Peter has the strength to preach.
他的生命改变了。
Because his life has changed.
所以我们看见好多像斯提凡, 怎么地上有一个人, 他起来为主做见证。
Or maybe like another believer, Stephen, how he has now become a witness of Christ.
他传一篇信息, 这么有能力,
and when he preached, how powerful is that preaching?
然后他就为主殉道,
and then how he was martyred for Christ.
然后他为那些用石头要打死他的人来祷告,
and for the one that were using stones to stone him to death, he was praying for those people.
这不是斯提凡他突然间变得这么伟大,
it is not Stephen who has he has become this great man all of a sudden.
他在那里做什么见证呢?
What testimony was he giving at that moment?
他见证耶稣复活了。
He testified that Jesus is risen.
今天主耶稣在圣灵里面已经回来。
Today Jesus has come back to us in the Spirit.
住在他的里面。
To dwell in us.
弟兄姐妹, 今天地上又有耶稣出现了。
Today, now Christ has reappear.
当初这么多的人说除掉他除掉他, 要把主耶稣除掉啊。
When there were people in this world saying away with him, away with him.
是的, 当他们看见主耶稣死了, 埋葬了。
And then when they saw how Jesus died and was buried.
是怎么地上又有一个斯提凡出现了?
Then how come all of a sudden after Christ died that now there's Stephen?
他怎么也为着这些人来祷告?
And how Stephen would now also pray for the people that that killed him.
他的生命那么像主,
how now Stephen lives a life that is just like Christ.
这是仇敌所惧怕的。
Brothers and sisters, that's what the enemy didn't want to happen.
因为在宇宙间有一个最大的一个事实,
because now in this whole creation, there is this one fact.
主耶稣基督他复活了,
that Jesus has resurrected.
今天他在圣灵里面回来,
and today he has come back to us in the Holy Spirit.
他能够住到人的里面,
and now he can dwell in all of us.
像地上弟兄姐妹一个最小的肢体, 他站起来, 他能够为主来做见证。
Through the smallest of us, the smallest body, now he can rise us up.
不然我们看见他们在那里传报信息, 为主做见证。
Now everyone can go preach and be a witness of Christ.
他的生命活出来是耶稣基督的生命。
Now we can manifest Christ in our lives.
见证他是基督，他是神的儿子。
To give a testimony that Christ Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
我们感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
今天我们都因着信得着了圣灵住在我们里面。
That today through faith the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
今天凡顺从他的。圣灵在我们里面，然后一同带我们来做见证。
That whoever obeys him, the Holy Spirit will lead us to be a witness of Christ.
他已经复活了。
He is risen.
你问我怎么知道他活着
？If you ask me how do I know he lives?
因为他活在我的里面。
Because now he lives within my heart.
他与我交谈。
That he walks with me.
他与我同行。
He talks with me.
生命窄路，他与我同过。
Through life.Narrow way.
我相信每一个神的儿女，我们都经历到。
And I believe that as believers, we have all experienced.
我们都能够做见证。
That we are all His witnesses.
耶稣基督他已经复活了。
That Jesus is risen.
那这个大喜的信息。
And、now this great joy message.
过去我们说天使传报这个信息。
Before it is passed.By the angels.
我们说父神在那里见证这个信息。
It is the Father God. He gave a testimony of this great joy.
历史历代有很多的圣徒，他们来传报这个信息。
And it is also being preached by the saints in the many generations.
今天我们得着了永远的生命。
Today we receive this eternal life.
今天我们遇见了这位复活的主。
And today we have met this risen Lord.
神也要呼召我们每一位。
And God is also calling on each one of you.
我们都成为耶稣基督复活的见证人。
Let us also be His witnesses.
因为今天圣灵住在我们的里面。
Because today the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
当主他还没有升天之前。
Before our Lord was resurrected.
他向门徒们吹了一口气，你们受圣灵。
And then He blowed.To his saints and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
他告诉我们说，真理的圣灵来了。
And he says that the Spirit of Truth has come.
要引导你们明白一切的真理。
And he is the one that will lead you to the truth.
要进入一切的真理。
To go into all the truth.
那也要在我们的里面来荣耀这位主。
So that we may then glorify this God.
主耶稣已经得着了荣耀。
That Jesus is now glorified.
他已经在圣灵里面回来。
And he has come back to us in the Spirit.
今天他就住在我们的里面。
And today he dwells in us.
是我们天天生活中，他与我们同在，他与我们同行。
And now he walks with us and talks with us.
所以他与我交谈，他与我同行。
So that's why he walks with us and talks with us.
这是我们基督徒一个很正常生活里面应该有的经历。
And in fact, that's how regular Christian leads our lives.
他不是只是在我们知识头脑的里面。
That he is not only knowledge in our head.
他不是在历史上我们说，哇，有一位非常伟大，非常完美的一位人。
And he is not just a figure in history books.
哦，他已经复活了。
No, he is risen.
他就住在我们的里面。
And now he lives in us.
他常常在里面来吸引我们。
And then he is the one that guides us.
他乐意跟我们来说话。
And he talks with us.
有很多弟兄姐妹也学着跟神来祷告。
And some brothers and sisters were learning to pray to the Lord.
但是常常这个祷告就像打电报一样往上一直打。
But a lot of times when we pray, it is like writing a telegraph.
我曾经好长信主以后啊，好长一段时间，这个祷告也就像打电报一样。
And even me, after believing the Lord, a lot of times, for a long time, my prayer was like writing a telegraph.
我也知道他听祷告的。
And I know that he listens to my prayer.
但是从来没有得到任何的回音哈。
But I never received any response from him.
很多时候我们祷告，我们有很多的要求。
And、a lot of times when we pray, we are just making a lot of requests.
哎呀，我们祷告完了，最后就说奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
And then we would always finish our prayer with "In Jesus' name I prayed, Amen."
啊，我们的意思就是说，阿门，就我的话讲完了。
And basically, we're just saying that "Amen, my request is done."
啊，我们就起来了。
And then we would stand up and leave.
啊，我们就忙我们的事情。
Go back to our regular life.
很多该担心的还是继续担心。
We'll still be anxious about a lot of things.
该背的重担还是继续背。
We will still try to carry our own burdens.
但是主说我还没讲话呢。
But then the Lord said, but I have not spoken to you yet.
他还没有机会讲话，我们就离开了。
I never had a chance to respond to you, but you left.
我们好像经历就是一半，就是我祷告，就是打电报。
Praying, we only experience half of it. It's like we're writing a list of requests and just throw it out.
但是弟兄姐妹，主耶稣他真的复活了。
But brothers and sisters, know that your Lord is risen.
他住在我们里面。
And know that He dwells in you.
他盼望是跟我们交谈。
And He wants to talk to you.
他不是远远在高天之上，只是听我们打电报上去。
He is not like the one who is really far away and just waiting for you to toss him a little request.
他要跟我们交谈。
He wants to talk with you.
哎呀，要我们听见他的声音。
And he wants you to hear his voice.
让我们明白他的心意。
So that we can understand his will.
他渴望我们贴近他的胸膛。
And he longs for us to lie in his bosom.
这是我们的主。
Because he is our Lord.
他已经复活了。
He is risen.
他就住在我们的里面。
And now he dwells in us.
弟兄姐妹，巴不得今天我们认识他的复活。
Brothers and sisters, let us understand his resurrection.
我们的生活会改变的。
And then our life will transform.
是的，他不只是升上高天。
Yet, in fact, not only he is exalted on high.
他是我们永远的大祭司。
He is now our great priest.
他不只是在高天之上长远活着为我们代求。
Not only now he is a priest in heaven interceding for us.
今天他在圣灵里面来。
He also has come back to us in the Spirit.
他住在我们的里面。
And he, in fact,is living in us.
这位圣灵要荣耀耶稣。
And this Holy Spirit is to testify for Christ.
在我们的里面来做见证。
Now in us, he wants to be the witness.
证明他是基督，他是神的儿子。
To proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
在我们天天能够这样子来经历。
So let us experience him day by day.
在希伯来书第十章第十五节
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 15
说到圣灵也对我们做见证
And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us
因为他既已说过
For after saying
主说那些日子以后我与他们所立的约乃是这样
This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord
我要将我的律法写在他们心上
I will put my laws up on the heart.
又放在他们里面。
And on the mind, I will write them.
今天律法写在我们心上，放在我们里面。
Today, his laws are written on our heart and on our mind.
所以从最小的到至大的，我们都能够来认识神。
So from the littlest to the greatest things, we may need him, we may do them with the Lord.
我们都能够来遇见主。
That we could meet the Lord through these things.
哦，真是遇见这位从死里复活的主。
In fact, to meet this Lord who is risen from death.
我记得我信主了好多年以后
And I remember that many years after I believed in the Lord
有一天遇见了主
One day I met him
啊你就知道主在我就在那里
And now I know that the Lord is right there
就在里面
The Lord is in fact in us
什么时候我们一回转我们就可以来遇见他
Whenever we repent to him we get to see him
他比一切外面所摸的所看的还要真实
He is more real than any physical things you can touch
我那天遇见主的时候匍匐在他的面前
And that day when I met him, I bowed down
你没有看见我自己是何等污秽的罪人
On one hand, I realize how filthy of a sinner as I am
是一面认罪悔改
And I keep repenting
痛哭流泪的
Crying
但另外一面呢里面又充满了喜乐
But on the other hand, I was filled with joy
主那个非常甘甜的爱在那里好像怀抱着
Because I feel that I was surrounded by the Lord's love
遇见了主
I met the Lord
我们永远能够做见证
Now you could give testimony for him
他已经复活了
He is risen
不管人怎么说
Doesn't matter what other people say
不管人怎么看
Doesn't matter how people see it
他复活是一个事实
The fact is that he is risen.
今天我们传福音给朋友。
Today, when we go preach the gospel to our friends,
你说朋友反对。
You say that your friends may reject him.
有人还跟你辩论。
Your friends may debate you.
我不一定都能够辩得过赢他。
Maybe I cannot win over every one of them.
但是我可以跟他讲说，主耶稣为你死了。
But I could always tell them that Christ has died for you.
他为人人尝了死味。
Christ has died for all men.
这是一个事实。
That's a fact.
你相信也好，你不相信也好，他 为人人尝了死味。
Regardless of you believe it or not, Christ died for all men.
他也复活了。
And he is risen.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个大的事实。
Brothers and sisters, this is a fact.
他今天活在我们的里面。
Today he lives in us.
他今天要得着我们每一位成为他复活的见证人。
Today he wants us to be his witnesses.
我们可以经历他。
Now we can experience him.
他与我们交谈，他与我们同行。
He walks with us and talks with us.
就在我们生活最小的一件事上。
Even through the littlest thing in our life.
借着这些事，我们来到主的面前。
And let us come to the Lord through all these little things.
我们渴望来遇见他，连于他。
Let us long for his presence.
大家也都听过那个钟灵姊妹的见证哈。
And I believe that you guys have heard the testimony from our dear sister.
所以她离开主离开了大概有二十多年。
She has left us about 20 some years ago.
在她生命最后的一年。
At the very last year of her life.
主把她带到我们的中间。
The Lord took her to in the midst of us.
她说她也不知道怎么样了，但是呢，她跟神又连上了。
And she said she didn't know why, but now she felt connected to the Lord.
那个连上叫她生命整个改变了。
And it is this connection that has transformed her life.
那个改变。
And it is this transformation.
我们向主敬拜。
That now we worship the Lord.
是的，我们的生命都是短暂的。
Yes, I think we all know that our lives are short.
我们一生的年日不过是载如手掌。
That our, the length of our days maybe is as wide as our palm.
过去在 Culver City 一个老姊妹活到了108岁。
I think there was an older sister in Culver City. She lived to be 108 years old.
那段时间她见到弟兄姐妹就说为我祷告啊。
And then she said to the brothers and sisters, pray for me.
人家说祷告什么啊老姐妹。
And they would ask her, what do you want us to pray for you?
她说为我祷告啊叫主耶稣不要忘了我。
And then she said, please pray to Jesus that he would not forget about me.
我在地上活得太久了。
I think I lived too long of a life on this world.
忘了来接我了。
Maybe he forgot to take me in.
我们说108岁好长好长啊。
And maybe in our eyes, 108 years is a long time.
但是你再看也不过载如手掌。
But if you really think about it, it's not that long.
是的，很多人觉得说，哎呀，钟灵姊妹，你还没有六十啊，这个还是太年轻了吧。
Maybe someone will say that the sister who died, she's not even 60 years old.
但是我们知道，今天在地上我们所能够拥有的，不过是地球坏的。
But I tell you that whatever you get to own in this lifetime, they're all perishable.
但是复活的是不朽坏的。
But whatever that is risen will never, never demolished.
今天我们所有的不过是羞辱的。
Today, all we have are just lowly things.
但是复活的是荣耀的。
But what is risen is glorious.
今天的都是暂时的。
Today, all we have are only temporal.
但是复活的是永远的。
And what is risen is eternal.
当那一个抓住了我们。
It is when that eternal things capture our heart.
我们的生命改变了。
Then our life will start transforming.
我们一生在地上的意义价值都不一样了。
And now you realize what is the meaning of this life.
复活的主能够抓住我们的心。
When our heart is captured by the risen Lord.
抓住我们的全人。
When he has captured our whole being.
我们就真的知道。
Then we will truly know
我们在地上为他做见证
that our meaning is to be a testimony for him.
那个丰富那个荣耀
then all his fullness and all his glory
是外面的人所没有办法能够看得见的
are the things that may never be understood by the people outside.
是在人看可能觉得说你怎么还是受这么多的痛苦呢
Maybe all people see is why are you still suffering?
你身体还是受很大的折磨啊
Why is your body still suffering?
啊，最后你不是被病魔打败了吗
Aren't you still gonna be defeated by a sickness at the end?
哦，弟兄姐妹，但是主给我们一个复活的眼光
But brothers and sisters, what the Lord has given us is the vision of resurrection.
我们的眼睛看见的是那个荣耀，是那个复活。
Now what our eyes see is this resurrection and his glory.
我们看见在我们里面今天所经历到的。
And we also will understand that what we are going through today.
一直到永远的。
Will last till eternity.
那个荣耀永远不会衰残的。
His glory will never diminish.
那个是我们得着神他自己他的丰富。
It is that's the time when you have received the fullness of God.
还有我们永远享受他的同在。
He wants us to enjoy his indwelling forever.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天我们仍然都在肉身的里面。
But brothers and sisters, we are still bounded by our physical body.
我们仍然受许多的限制。
That we are still bounded by many, many things.
使我们还有许多的痛苦。
Yet, in fact, we still go through a lot of suffering.
但是主叫我们就在今天。
But the Lord says, it is today.
我们来经历他是复活的主。
It is today that we get to experience He is the risen Lord.
我们来得着那更丰盛的生命。
So let us receive this fulfilling life.
主在我们面开我们的眼睛。
Let the Lord open our eyes.
我们穿过这些短暂的。
So that we will see through this temporal thing.
我们要看见那永远的。
And we'll see this eternal Lord.
叫我们今天愿意放下这些必朽坏的。
So that we are willing today to give up this perishable.
我们得着那个不朽坏的。
In exchange for the unperishable.
放下今天不过都是羞辱的。
To put down all these lowly things.
得着那个荣耀的。
And receive the glorious thing.
主得着我们都成为他的复活的见证人。
So let the Lord receive us as his witnesses.
他吸引我们
that he draws us close、
哦、在生活的里面与他更亲与他更近
that in our life we come closer and closer to him
在生命窄路他与我们同过
that in the nice narrow way he lead us through it
我们做见证耶稣他已经复活了
us be the testimony that Christ is risen
他得着我们每一位都是他复活的见证人
let him take us on and let us become his witnesses
复活主活
He lives and he lives
他今天仍然活着
Today he lives
你问我怎知主活着
If you ask me how I know
我们怎么回答
What would you say
因为他活在我们的里面
Because he lives within my heart
我们再来唱这首诗歌115首
Let us sing song 115